There's speculation that many young Australians may have been disillusioned when the weekend poll, dubbed the climate change election, failed to deliver change. Now an extensive survey by Deloitte shows that millennials and Generation Z lost faith in politics long ago. Young adults aged 17 to 36 now make up half the world's population and represent 40% of Australia's working population. The survey found this cohort doesn't trust political leaders to solve the world's problems, as Rachel Mealy reports.
The group we call millennials are now aged 25 to 36. Gen Zs are a little younger. They're aged between 17 and 25. Global consultancy firm Deloitte has surveyed 16,000 young people and found that their trust in government is on the slide. David Brown is the Global Workforce Transformation lead partner.
What we have seen is that there's certainly their level of optimism in government, and this is really around unfulfilled promises that they have, are at an all-time low.
There was a mixed bag of answers among young people at Brisbane's South Bank this morning.
Well, I think especially after the recent election, I'm myself as a young person, I'm pretty disappointed with the result, and I'm kind of scared about what's going to happen in the future and what the future holds in store for my generation especially.
They're useless. They can't do simple little tasks like help homeless or anything like that. They can't even buy a sleeping bag for a homeless person where it's not going to cost that much, but yet they spend so much on their political parties, aren't everything like that.
I'm fine with the current government, to be honest. I don't know why my friends aren't. I don't know how I might talk. I don't know.
The Deloitte survey also asked young Aussies whether they have confidence in the economic outlook. David Brown says the results showed a stark difference compared to the rest of the world.
So only 19% versus the 37% globally. Likewise, when we think about just that aspect of to what degree are they satisfied with their lives going forward, only 29% are saying that they're satisfied on that front.
The survey also considered young people's attitudes towards the future of work. It found that only a quarter of this population believes it has the right skill set to help them get jobs and keep them.
There's about a little over 40% of this population believe that their work is going to be augmented or impacted significantly by new technologies. And as a result of that, they're saying that we need to be developing our own skills.
That's David Brown, the lead partner for Global Workforce Transformation at Deloitte, handing that report from Rachel Mealy.